With us on the line right now is Randall Peck, who's a senior counsel there. Randall, thank you for joining us here on the Internet Advisor.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
You combined some interesting things. You were you got your first degree, was it in chemical engineering?
Yes, that's correct.
And then you went on to graduate cum laude, summa cum laude, I should say, with a law degree as well. Did you start out as a chemical engineer looking towards law, or was this something that kind of you thought, wow, this looks like an interesting field to get into?
No, not at all. I had no intention whatsoever of ultimately ending up in law when I started engineering school. I thought I would still be an engineer today. And so when I first started off post-graduation as an engineer, I had anticipated going back to school for a PhD, and ultimately some of the R&D I was working on sort of led me to my current path in patent law, where you can combine both engineering expertise and the law to do a lot of exciting things in cutting-edge technologies.
What makes patent law so important? It just seems to be a field right now that is just rife with all sorts of trolls.
Absolutely. There's been exponential growth worldwide in terms of patent filings, and I know there's a lot of headlines right now for a variety of reasons. Globalization in the last couple decades has increased international filings, where you now have foreign corporations who want to file for patents in the U.S., and there's so many patents that have been issued over the last several years. There's actually over 8.5 million patents that have been issued since inception of the patent office. And so because of that, there's so many patents out there that people can buy out of bankruptcy and things like that. And I know patent trolls are currently a hot topic, and a lot of small companies and large companies alike are sort of being hit with demand letters from patent trolls.
Yeah. And it's probably with so much kind of new technology, very new technology, and difficult to understand. You really need an attorney that really has that, if it's to deal with chemicals, to really have somebody with that undergraduate degree like yours, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's actually, it is a requirement to be a patent attorney to have an undergraduate degree in technical in that particular field.
Randall, we're going to have you back. I want to have you back to talk more about this because it is a fascinating... Apple and Samsung are back in court wrangling about patents
again.
But Randall is one of the senior counsels at Warner, Norcross, and Judd. Thank you so much for being out with us now. Can we have you back to talk more about this?
Yeah, absolutely. I look forward to it.
Good. We're looking forward to having you with us.